Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, where as soon as this show is over, I am off to La Primavera, where Kevin and I will be there tonight, and I am looking forward to it, and we are going to have one great time. And the NFL has put the hammer down on the New Orleans Saints. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565.
Steve, I don't know if you had a chance to scan some of the new ones.
I don't want to do that yet because it's not confirmed yet.
Okay. CBS talking about at the top of the hour. Still trying to work on that, so I'll get it for you later in a minute.
Yeah. Yes. So we're waiting to see the it's a TMZ story. I treat every TMZ story differently.
Well, there actually has been a report now from CBS.
All right. Well, and, they're doing it.
And they have confirmed, yes.
All right. If they've confirmed it, then that's different. Because, I mean, I've been looking at this for a half an hour waiting to get confirmation about the, but evidently Junior Seau killed himself.
That's what it appears, according
and
to...
And he's the eighth member of that San Diego Chargers team to have died.
Now, that I did not know. I didn't realize that.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be something that down the Penn State caravan will be brought up to Bill O'Brien because Junior Seau played most recently with the Patriots.
Also spent some time with the Dolphins before the Patriots as well, yeah.
Yeah. Not my, but the more with the Patriots, though. Was really,
oh, sure.
Yeah. But and obviously the majority of his career with the Chargers. And everybody had nothing but great things to say about him. But who knows? You just never know sometimes. Now let's get to the Saints deal. Not a happier topic, but at least one that's easier to talk about. Because I can guarantee you, as a family that's been through it, what they're going through, Junior Seau's family, what they're going through is stunned, shock, disbelief, and so forth. But John the Vilma gets knocked out for the entire 2012 season, all of it, without pay. Without pay. And 8 games for Anthony Hargrove. He's now with the Green Bay Packers. 4 games for Will Smith, the defensive end, who is still with the Saints. And 3 for Scott Fujita, who's now with the Cleveland Browns. This is all without pay. Let me give you a 7-letter word that's going to be very important in this case. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Lawsuit.
Not just going out and going through the NFLPA about it. There's going to be more to it than that.
Oh, I think the NFLPA will be part of the lawsuit.
Oh, you think they're going to be okay?
Oh, I think they'll be part of it. Look, all 4 of them get to appeal. Okay, Kevin, why don't you explain to everybody what the appeals process is in the NFL?
Yeah, I was hoping you would explain it to me.
They go to before Commissioner Roger Goodell. An appeal.
Who, by the way, is the one that imposed the sentence.
Exactly.
There's no...
Not exactly feeling comfortable.
Yeah, there's no board or anything to review. It's the same guy that just said a few moments ago, you're not playing for the rest of the year.
He looked at each of them and said, you're done. You, gone. It's all without pay. Now, this is what... Then let's get to the evidence in all of this. No, I don't know how much is hearsay and how much is evidence, but we'll take you through it. Now, all 4 suspensions are going to be appealed. And Adam Schefter said, get ready for a massive multiple legal battle over this on several fronts. Each of the four suspended players declined the chance to meet with the NFL over its findings. And also all four declined to send someone to argue on their behalf. All of them basically took the fifth. The NFLPA released a statement this afternoon saying it still has not received any details on specific evidence from the league about what they found and why. We've made it clear that punishment without evidence is not fair. We have spoken with our players and their representatives, and we will vigorously protect and pursue all options on their behalf. League sources told Adam Schefter that the NFLPA never recommended any discipline in the case. Players' appeals will be heard by Roger Goodell. Why do I sense the same result?
Well, it goes back to what we talked about with Sean Payton. If he goes back and then says, you know what, you make some good points. I didn't look at it before. We're going to suspend you only for, let's say, four games instead. It makes it look worse for Roger Goodell that he didn't investigate this properly in the first place.
Sean Payton's in a different category. He's management. So they can do anything they want with him. There is no union to back up Sean Payton. He's management. So there's no union for him. The NFL cited specific evidence against the four players in the ruling. The league said that Scott Fujita pledged a significant amount of money to the bounty program. Anthony Hargrove submitted a signed declaration to the NFL, not only that the program existed, but that he was an active participant. In addition, the NFL said Hargrove told at least one player on another team that former Vikings quarterback Brett Favre was a target in the 2009 NFC Championship game, and that Hargrove obstructed the league's investigation in 2010 when he was not truthful with investigators. So on one hand, he admits it exists and that he's a participant. The other part, he's obstructing it. As for Will Smith, according to the NFL, he helped former Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams create and fund the bounty pool when he was captain of the defense. As for Jonathan Vilma, who gets the stiffest sentence, a full season suspension without pay, he cannot be active in anything in the NFL until after the Super Bowl. Vilma is alleged to have helped Williams create and fund the program. Also, the NFL said Vilma pledged $10,000 in cash to any Saints player who knocked out former Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner in the 2009 divisional playoff game involving the teams, and then repeated that pledge for Brett Favre in the NFC title game. Warner was among the former and current players to react on social media. He put down, "Wow," on Twitter. By the way, you have to credit the Twitter account. Using Twitter and social media is not a good way, by the way, to write stories or report on stories. Why?
Because you're only getting one side?
No.
Okay.
Who knows if somebody didn't write it for him?
Well, all right. You don't know that it's coming directly from him.
Yeah. That's called old-fashioned reporting. You actually call the guy up. Saints backup quarterback Chase Daniel tweeted that Vilma found out while watching SportsCenter and not from the league.
Really? Really, though? I mean, the league did not call?
They say that he was sitting there and went, what? Basically.
I don't know. I have a hard time believing that one, but maybe. I suppose.
Daniel tweeted. And again, it's a tweet. It's not an interview with him. I was standing right next to him when he found out about a suspension on SportsCenter. He has to find out that way? The NFL also sent a memo to its teams today in which Goodell reemphasized that any program of non-contract bonuses, however it's characterized, is a violation of league rules and outlined specific steps it expected players and coaches to complete to ensure bounties are not practiced in the league. The Saints seemingly have been bracing for this. To their credit, they did go out and sign a couple of linebackers, Curtis Lofton and David Hawthorne. They did that in the free agent period. A league investigation found that from 2009 to 2011, New Orleans coaches and players put together a bounty system that paid out improper cash bonuses for hits aimed at knocking opposing players out of the game. The NFL says as many as 27 New Orleans Saints players participated. Of course, Sean Payton already is suspended without pay for the 2012 season. That started April 16th. The team was fined $500,000. Williams is suspended indefinitely. He had taken the job as the defensive coordinator of the St. Louis Rams. General manager Mickey Loomis begins an 8-game ban after the preseason. And interim coach Joe Vitt begins his 6-game suspension after the preseason. The Saints also forfeited a second-round pick last week and a second-round pick in next April's draft. So the commissioner has put the hammer down.
One of the things I read about Goodell, or read in Goodell's statement, and I wanted to share this with you too, that no bounty program can exist without active player participation, and the evidence clearly showed that the players being held accountable today willingly and enthusiastically embraced the bounty program. That pretty much tells you what the evidence that Goodell saw and where he thinks this stands. Anyway, that was pretty emphatic the way he worded that. Willingly and enthusiastically embraced the program.
Right. Now let's get to the other part that's not discussed here. Notice the games that have been targeted in here. It's not just, you know, they're regular season games. Obviously, they must have had some sort of bounty going. But they specifically talked about two players, correct? Kurt Warner and Brett Favre. Now, here's what is pathetic about this, and it is pathetic. If you beat the Minnesota Vikings and defeat Brett Favre, you go to the Super Bowl. Do you really need a bounty program as incentive?
You would think that ring that possibly would come at the end of the season would be the incentive enough.
If you win the game, you have now vaulted yourself to American professional sports' biggest stage. If you win today, you get to go to the Super Bowl. You need a bounty program as more incentive to play harder? Really? That's the part I find pathetic in all of this. You ought to be suspended for a whole year just for thinking that way.
Steve, do you think there's going to be more suspensions coming? Because the NFL originally said that there were 20-some players involved in this, and obviously that's a lot more than the four that we're talking about right now.
I think they've gone after what they perceive to be the ringleaders of it. I mean, you're talking about four players here, so there'd be 23 others. And I think what you're looking at right now, the others may be fined, but these are the suspensions. These, to a court... Based on what the NFL is doing, these were, quote, the heavy hitters in the program.
What about your teams that have these guys play? Some of them are playing for different teams right now. What are you looking at there? If you're one of those teams that picked up these guys, it's like, okay, well, now he's all of a sudden not going to be available. We're going to have to, you know, move somebody else into that position. There's also punishment here for those teams, too.
Well... No offense, but each one of them knew the risk.
Excellent point. Yeah,
when
you knew what was
them.
Going on. You knew what was going on. That's true.
I mean, you're not sitting there thinking, "Well, I don't think Hargrove is one of those guys." Do you? Yeah, let's sign him. Everybody knew who was being targeted. Everyone knew who was being targeted. So. That's the story. As for Junior Seau, dying today at the age of 43, 911 call came from Seau's Oceanside home, 10 o'clock local time, according to the San Diego Union. Talking about 20 years in the NFL, mostly with the Chargers. He was in the Pro Bowl 12 times. Final season was 2009. 2010, Seau survived a 30-foot plunge in his SUV off a cliff in Carlsbad. Hours earlier, he'd been arrested on suspicion of assaulting his 25-year-old girlfriend at his home. He was not charged in the incident. Who knows what was going on? So, those are the two primary stories of the day. The bounty one is the one, I mean, really, there's nothing any of us can say about Junior Seau. Especially now. But there's plenty to talk about with this bounty gate thing. And by the way, Butler's going to join the Atlantic 10. I'm sure the Junior Seau news was shocking news to Bill O'Brien because, of course, he last played with the Patriots in 2009, and, you know, while still being on the opposite side of the ball. You know, Bill had a lot of contact along the way with a guy like Junior Seau. Unbelievable. Well, it's the positive of the day, of course, is the fact that we'll be at La Primavera tonight. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, going to La Primavera and talking with a great group of Penn Staters. And you can just show up there tonight, be a part of it. I'm leaving here at 5 o'clock. If Kevin were driving, I'd be there by 5:30. I'll be there by about 6.
Yeah, the sonic boom that you'll hear is when Steve enters the Susquehanna Valley.
No. I'll get there. I will get there. And looking forward to it. Kevin, of course, is looking for the
stuff shells. Yeah.
The stuff shells?
Oh,
is that what
yeah.
you're looking for?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, you know. Oh, the Fettuccine looks good. Oh my goodness!
What are you doing? Are you scouting the website now to see what's for dinner?
Yeah, they have penne or linguine primavera.
Yeah.
Oh man, fettuccine alfredo, tortellini alfredo,
and who knows? By the time you get there, there still might be some left.
I'm the featured speaker, babe. There will be something left for me. Oh, Polo Parmesan, Polo Piccata, Polo Marcella, Antipasti. Let's see. Directions. How do I get there? 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show with Kevin Herr absolutely in tow in a few moments here on WKOK.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Join the Susquehanna Valley Chorale for a Broadway Pops concert featuring world-class soloist Ted Keegan. The Chorale will showcase musicals from the last two decades, including hits from Spamalot, Wicked, and more. Friday and Saturday, May 4th and 5th at 7:30 at Weber Auditorium, Susquehanna University. Plus, be one of the first 10 to mention you heard us on the radio and get a free ticket at the door, or call SVC at 570-547-0455. The Medical Center Pharmacy has gifts for grads and gifts for dads. There are picture frames and a metal gift box key to success for grads. Dads will love a fishing lure photo frame, Buckware thermometer, American Expedition rainbow trout soup mug, and assorted styles of cutting boards. Check out their American Expedition rainbow trout watch, American Expedition playing cards, and Motorcycle Madness coffee mug for more gifts. They have super prices on snacks, picnic products, and much more. Also, see the flyer at the Medical Center Pharmacy, downtown Sunbury.
Kevin was giving me directions on how to get to La Primavera. Yeah. I thought it was a little out of the way to go through Harrisburg.
Well,
it's just like the deal where you feel like if I don't go, you'll steal the show.
I told you, I said, if you take the turnpike, eventually you will get somewhere. I didn't say where, but I just said you'd get somewhere.
If I'm taking the turnpike and I'm eventually getting somewhere using your directions, I can tell you right now that you'll be going somewhere tomorrow.
So you go hit the turnpike, then swing up the Northeast Extension, come back Interstate 80, and get off at Route 15. You'll be fine. It's a little, it's a longer way to get there, but,
Wow. And these people, these poor people here, they think, I kept telling him, no, he doesn't want to sabotage the show.
That's all right. When I said to you, hey, what's the quickest way to get out, get back from State College? You got a couple of ways. All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Anytime.
That was helpful.
Anytime. It'd be my pleasure to help you in that regard.
You followed that up with, you have GPS, right?
Oh, boy.
Speaking of that, do you have your GPS in this time? Do you have your GPS ready to go?
No.
All right.
No, I don't have it in there.
That's it. Steve's Father's Day present. GPS. I'm sending a tweet out to the family.
I have GPS. That's not the issue.
You know how to use it, right?
Of course I do. All those baseball trips that I take every summer for the Spikes, believe me, GPS, absolutely invaluable. I don't need GPS to go to La Primavera. Well, I just need to use my nose.
The problem is when the GPS tells you to take a right and it ends up being railroad tracks. That's usually the downfall of it.
Mm-hmm.
And my other favorite is when you're on a road, and you know you're on a road because you're driving, yet the GPS says you're in the middle of a field. That's always entertaining, too. You always feel more secure.
No, what I need GPS for is always the last 2 miles. I don't need GPS to get from point A to point B. I need it the last 2 miles when there's a turn and a turn and you're done. You know what I mean? You can get on main roads to anywhere. It's just you need it at the end. That's where you need it. I don't need it. When I'm going to Fenway Park on Saturday, I can tell you right now, right? If I have GPS, it's an ornament.
But the best part of GPS, at least it tells you when you're going to get there, assuming you don't make a wrong turn and avoid the GPS
suggestions. I've been there enough. I know what time I'm getting there. Believe me. Don't need that either. We do need Sarah Bartlett always. She's the best. She's next with WKOK News.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I just looked at the picture of La Primavera and the people lining up to get your autograph. Very impressive.
Is that the live webcam outside La Primavera?
Yes, it is, a matter of fact.
Nice.
And the line, and I can tell it's for you because a lot of them have that picture of you from the website.
I'm happy I could provide that for you.
Provide what? Hmm? And then Barty's not going tonight.
No.
What is that deal?
She's a slacker.
She wants to be a part of the show. She wants to be a part of what's going on. She wants to be part of the brand. Right? And then it comes time where the family goes out for a nice dinner at a great Italian restaurant like Primavera. And it's suddenly out of nowhere, we have to get our hair done. What's that deal?
I don't know. It's the generation, just not dedicated enough.
It's family time. Our family's finally going to be together. Our broadcast family's finally going to be together.
Our dysfunctional family.
Oh, no. We'll get to your issues later in the show.
I'm sure we will.
Tom, your career, aren't we?
Had to make you feel better.
No, but our number is the phone line to know who tweeted it. Okay? You don't know.
And there's a lot of Steve Joneses is on Twitter. Only one is you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, anybody can get into somebody else's Twitter account.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of Twitter feeds that are actually for a celebrity or someone well-known, and it actually isn't them, but somebody makes themselves out to be them.
Right, exactly. And that's why I have an issue with it from time to time. But Our question is as follows at 1-800-795-9565 and also on stevejonesshow.com, which, by the way, is to the credit of but the question today is Roger Goodell, okay, suspension on the mark. Notice I linked the morning show, which needs our promotional help. They won't admit it, though. Too extreme, not enough. So let's find out. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Did the NFL do it right? All right, let's go to the Chief. Dave, what do you think?
Hey, what the question was. I called in to talk about girls' track, Steve.
Oh, let's talk about girls' track, Dave. That may be a more fun subject.
Well, listen, there are a couple of great things happened yesterday in the Valley. Not so good maybe for one track team, girls' track team, but the Fields Grove girls' track team broke the Lewisburg girls' track team consecutive dual meet record that they haven't lost for 12 years. And yesterday, Dave Lauer's girls' team beat the Lewisburg team, and that was that's a record that I don't know that anybody had any type of record where they had not lost for so many years. But congratulations to the Seals.
Absolutely, congratulations to the Seals. That is a phenomenal accomplishment. That had to be quite a happy group.
Well, you know, and I feel, you know, Coach John Clark at Lewisburg has done a phenomenal job with the program, and his team year in and year out has been, I'd see, the premier girls team in the area. And he also sends a lot of girls to states, and they do quite well there. I'm sure they're heartbroken, and it's kind of tough to lose that streak. But in one respect, the Seals Grove girls, I'm sure, are very, very happy. On the other end of it, our girls track team at Shikellamy last year had not won a track meet and started out this year by losing three. But their coach, Johnny Evans, with a win last night against the Williamsport team, won three in a row. So they finished the season at 3-4, and they're on a three-meet winning streak right now. And I'll tell you, I do the FAT timing for the track meets at Shikellamy, and after we were done, I went down on the field, and you couldn't have seen a much happier group of girls there either. A lot of them made personal bests in the meet, and they just came through and got him the third win for the season, three in a row.
That is tremendous. That's great news, and I love hearing about accomplishments such as that, because you're doing the timing for all this. You're probably seeing a little bit better times this year probably than you've seen in a little while, too.
Well, it seems that the weather's been great, and that helps a lot when it comes to some of the speeds that kids attain, but you're right. There have been some great efforts on parts of both the boys and the girls. If I talk about Shikellamy boys, Kevin knows Benny Delgado, and he was a basketball player for us. He broke a triple jump record that was probably since 1976, going over 44 feet. And John Santangelo, who's another jumper, broke a record of Lenny Long's that was set probably back in 1967 in the long jump, by going over 24 feet. So, I mean, it's been a year of records around here, and some that have lasted, 40 years.
And it's amazing what it does for the pride and psyche of the school, isn't it?
Oh, sure. I mean, all the kids are talking about, some of the things that are happening with the track program at Schick. And, you know, Seals Grove and Lewisburg always have had great track programs. And, you know, Schick wants to get themselves up to their level. And, you know, the other thing that this does, it draws a lot of great interest, and we get more kids participating. And, you know, ultimately that's the goal you want. You want to get kids active, and you want to get kids involved in your program. And I'm sure with Coach Johnny Evans' team, the girls' team this year at Shikellamy, that this will probably be a nice incentive to get some more kids out next year. I know the success at Lewisburg and Seals Grove has brought a lot of the girls out. So it's a lot of fun. It really is. I coached track early in my teaching career, and I kind of got out of it because I was busy with other things. But, it's a great, great, great event to come and watch. There's a lot of stuff going on.
There is, and it's that time of the year, and you're right. The weather has cooperated probably better this spring than I think in the last maybe 10 years,
which has been remarkable.
Maybe a little cool from time to time, but we've, for the most part, been rain-free, and we haven't had those frigid days yet where everybody's looking around and you're trying to run track with a muffler on.
Yes, yes. And if I can say one more thing, the Shikellamy boys actually were the only team to beat the champions in the league this year, Lewisburg boys. So, I mean, it's been a strange year. And, you know, it's kind of like you got all these ups and downs. But I think every team that has competed or I've seen compete, you know, has had some success. And they've got some great memories. And I don't know about you and I don't know about Kevin, but, you know, I still remember some of the great things that happened when I was in high school in sporting events. And it's the things that last a long time. And I know that we've got quite a few track athletes that are going to have that as they grow and get older.
Unfortunately, Chief, you know that I don't have any of those memories to go over. So
yes, you do. You do. You tell me every time we go to Central Columbia, the bowling. All right.
So, all right, you're right. I do have one.
And I respect that. Okay.
You do. I have one.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I want to put. I'd like to put another little hint in for people. Next Saturday at Shikellamy High School is the Heartland Conference League track meet. All the teams from the Heartland Conference will be there. And if you like track and field, you'll get to see a lot of great athletes. All the teams from all the divisions will be there. And the meet is always run very well. And it's an all-day affair. And if you like track, if you like to watch runners and throwers and jumpers, all right, that's a great day to come out and watch them at Shikellamy.
Dave, you know, biggest news for Shikellamy has been the hiring of a new football coach recently. That's alum Todd Tilford coming back, very successful at Lewisburg. You call the games along with Todd Hummel on 100.9 The Valley for us for Lewisburg football. You were on that stretch during the state championship run that they fell just a little bit short. You've seen a lot of Todd's coaching style and the way he goes about things and the way he puts players together and puts them all in the right position. What do you think he'll do at Shikellamy, and what do you think some of the positives will come out of that for Shikellamy?
Well, I would say what he's doing already. I mean, he's already started. He's met with the kids, and he's met with the student-athletes. He's already got involved in the weight training program, and you know, he's been on top of things. In fact, he's emailed me about a couple of the kids that I have in math class, and you know, hey, what can we do to get these grades up? So, you know, you're looking at a coach that is looking, I think, looks at the well-being. Not, you know, not that our coaches have not done that, but Todd looks at the well-being in the all-around athlete and also the student. I know he's going to take a great interest in their lives. He's bringing along with him a lot of his staff. I mean, I know they haven't officially been hired yet, I don't think, but I know that I believe Todd West is coming along, and Mark Schock and Jim Ermert. So, you know, Todd's bringing three of his assistants along. So, you know, he's got a staff that has worked well together. And I think that's one of the other great keys. He's got guys that have been with him for quite a while. And I think they're going to have some problems. You know, they're gonna have to, you know, get to know the kids. But I think that's the one thing that Todd's been very good at. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said he's put kids in the positions where they've been successful. So, and, you know, I looked at the Lewisburg program. I've been blessed to call their games for the last 4 years. And, I mean, they're a lot of fun to watch. And I think that revolves around, you know, the way Todd handles the team. He's in some ways he's laid back, but I think he delegates a lot of authority and he gives his assistant coaches a chance to do what they do best. So, you know, I know everybody at Shikellamy is looking forward, and an interesting fact, I think the fourth game of the season next year is a Shikellamy Lewisburg matchup. And Lewisburg, Todd did not leave the cupboard bare at Lewisburg. All right. He did not. I think they're going to have one of the best offensive lines around, and they've got some quality skill people. They also have a young man by the name of Brandon Smith, and he is by far one of the best football players that I have ever seen. And I know there's a lot of bigger schools that have been contacting him right now, you know, hoping to get him to go. So I'm sure that's one game that Todd's not looking forward to, but it'll be again a great game of interest.
Well, a little bit later, we'll get into Kevin's bowling career. Kevin, that was your high watermark in high school?
It was. It was. And the first couple of years we went to Central Columbia, I pointed it out to Dave, and now every time we're there, he points it out to me. Just to remind me that I did have one successful sport in my life.
Kevin, let me tell you, I don't have any banners to point to at high school except for one football banner when I think I was a junior. So listen, all right? You know, you got that up on the wall up there at Central Columbia, and you should, all right? You should do a little bragging and boasting about it. I'm just busting your chops, that's all.
But you have two great nicknames, though. I mean, you're the Chief, and you have the Speckled Dave Ritchie.
Yeah, I'd be speckled. That's right. When Bill Tolan, who was a great sports writer for the Daily Item back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, if he couldn't remember your name, he always gave you a nickname. So I was either stretched for my height or be speckled because of my glasses at that time. So, yeah, great memories. Just fantastic, all right, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Dave, great news on every front. We appreciate the call very, very much and for keeping everybody up to date on great accomplishments. Because while we're talking about various other things, these are accomplishments people across the area need to know.
And I know if you read the Daily Item, they do a great job. WKOK does a great job of getting the news out. But sometimes, you know, it's track and field kind of gets put on the back burner. And I've become a big fan over the years. And I just thought that, you know, there's a lot of good things going on, a lot of good kids competing. And I think, again, if I can just push that, if you want to see the pride of the Susquehanna Valley, all right, next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday is the HAC Conference League meet. It'll be a great time.
Yeah, May 12th.
May 12th, that's it.
Yep, May 12th. Looking forward to that. That'll be fabulous. You know, I know for us, I think when I was in high school, the big accomplishment we had was we beat Rick Mahorn and Weaver in the state basketball playoffs.
Yeah, wow.
In Connecticut.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, I there was one.
Kevin beat Nelson Burton the fifth.
Yeah. Hey, listen, guys, I took enough of your time up, all right? So I'm going to say goodbye.
It was well worth it, Dave. Well worth it. These are accomplishments people need to know about because... You know, it was the former Chief Justice Earl Warren who said he used to pick up when he picked up the newspaper, he always picked up the sports page first because he wanted to read about man's accomplishments and not everything that was bad in the world. Well, unfortunately, in sports, we're hearing so much about the bad part that what you brought today was a bright light. We appreciate that.
You know, I do. I'm sorry, I have one more thing. I have to talk about Shikellamy's 4x1 relay team.
Yeah.
They've already set the school record, but last night they beat one of their top competitors, Williamsport, and they were just off the school record that they already set by like two hundredths of a second, I believe it was. But, you know, Chase McKean, John Santangelo, Cody Bordner, and Ryan Weary, they too are four burners. And, we're hoping to get them to states this year, and so far, I believe they're undefeated in dual meet competition and a lot of the relays that they've gone to. So they're another great bunch of kids to watch run.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're up against the break, Dave. We appreciate the call very much. Anytime, my friend. Wonderful news.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a good day. All right.
All right. Bye bye now, Chief Dave Ritchie. And we'll come back with more of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK right after this.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
An ounce of prevention, 5 quarts of oil, another 5,000 miles. However you measure car care, get more at Midas. For just $24.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $24.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's Amore.
La Primavera.
When the world seems to shine like...
Absolutely. We'll be there tonight. Kevin, I believe, will be on hand signing autographs for all of you. And don't forget, he'll pay you $5 each. So come on out.
Oh, whoa. Time out.
Time out what?
I'm sorry. Are you expensing that out of the SteveJonesShow.com account or the Steve Jones Show account?
No, I'm just trying to give people an incentive to get your autograph.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
What?
The promises made by Steve Jones do not necessarily that of Kevin Herr.
I forgot. Mothman. our number, he opens up his wallet, moth flies out. Not good. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. The tragic news today, that Junior Seau apparently took his own life. Troubled. Some people thought he tried to commit suicide 2 years ago by running his vehicle off a cliff. And evidently today, a self-inflicted gunshot wound for the 12-time All-Pro Junior Seau. Only found today on the New Orleans Saints again. Already Sean Payton suspended for the year. Thomas, the GM, for 8 games. Joe Vitt, the assistant, suspended for the entire 20 for 4 games. Meanwhile, Anthony Hargrove, who has since moved on and signed with the Green Bay Packers, has been suspended for 8 games. And Scott Fujita, the linebacker, who has since moved on to the Cleveland Browns, suspended for 3 games. Our poll question and our conversation point at 1-800-795-9565 is, was the commissioner on the mark, too lenient, or too extreme? Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565 is the number. So, find out what you think. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. I mean, did he put it on the mark? Imagine if, for example, imagine let's take your Steelers. What if this happened to the Steelers? If you're an Eagles fan, how would you feel if you're an Eagles fan right now?
That's a tough one. When you're not a Saints fan, it's
easy. Let's personalize this. If this is the Eagles or the Steelers, and they're telling you right now that of course, if I tell Eagle fans that the head coach is suspended for the whole year, they're like,
hey!
Andy Reid's done.
Finally, a 2-minute drill that worked.
So let's take that out of the mix for the moment. But what if it's 4 players? What if it's 4 key? Now, for them, it's only 2 players, the defensive end and the linebackers. The other 2 have moved on. But imagine if it's one of your guys suspended for the entire year. If you're a Steeler fan, what if they suspended James Harrison for the entire year? How would you feel?